Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle takes first base on ball four. Carbo moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo moves to third. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Doyle goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fisk trying to get to home. Gamble throws the ball into Ellis, who tags Fisk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cooper moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kuiper picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kuiper. Lynn moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Powell reaches second base with a double. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning throws the ball into Duffy, who tags Yastrzemski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is walked intentionally. Cooper moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Doyle steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eckersley, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller throws the ball into Doyle who tags Bell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone now catching. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Fisk moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Cooper moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.